Cootie. Took over for Bubber, dead drunk somewhere. He swiped the plunged in growls and wicked swoops. The jungle band was standard fare by then. But carried another torch, unmuted, gently cutting. Horn section unisons thickened like bittersweet fudge, dark and fat. After his first tenure with Duke was up, he couldn't find his way, meshing the safe lullabies of swing with Birdland's fierce bop. So he sat on the fence and tried to blend. He sought out Monk, tacked some embellishments onto that hardcore ballad, and they stuck, maybe the only thing that did. Hybrids don't always take, the graft too rough, the splice not clean enough. His mix wouldn't smooth out. Drafted and banned in succession, he lost his appetite for leading a new band, and sheepishly slipped back into the fold. To make him feel welcome, the boss, secretly glad, put his name on a new feature and crooned, "Do nothing till you hear from me," as if it hadn't changed while he was gone, a love-soured afterthought. A lesson learned. Try to please everyone. You lose yourself.